The Foundation for the Carolinas offered $1, but with a very specific vision. The Carolina Theater will join the library, Discovery Place, Spirit Square, and the foundation itself on a block entirely dedicated to civic use. And last night, a cadre of the city's other nonprofits stood behind the foundation's proposal, including Dorlisa Floor from the Blumenthal Center for the Arts.
We support their vision for the property, but more importantly, believe they are in the strongest position to get the job done for this community's benefit.
In addition to restoring the theater, the foundation will simultaneously construct an office tower over it, which will be rented to nonprofit and for-profit businesses. The proposal estimates construction will start within 5 years, although it doesn't set a firm date, and that beat out the competing proposal from the for-profit ARC Group over the protests of owner Rick Lazis. He argued his company made more business sense.
There's absolutely no financial commitment by the foundation, an agreement for no payment to the city. In fact, there is not even a timeline for the restoration of the theater or for the funding of the theater.
ARC offered $500,000 for the theater up front, plus more tax revenue than the foundation. But both groups offered to restore the theater, and both offered to use it for civic purposes. At the meeting, members of the council seemed reluctant to vote against either proposal and suggested the two organizations share the theater. But that idea didn't go anywhere.
We'll have a vote on the substitute. We're going to do it by hand.
Mayor Anthony Fox presided over the vote. Six hands raised for the billion-dollar nonprofit's $1 deal, narrowly beating the five which favored the other proposal. But right before the vote, there was one more little oddity. The mayor had a statement for the council.
I grow a little concerned as my hair turns a little grayer and I see a little more of the way our city is changing. That in seeking the type of outcomes that we might want to see, that as individuals become too muscular in pushing for those ideas behind closed doors and not around this dais.
Fox did not specify what backroom deals he may have felt took place before the vote on the theater's fate, but he did say it wasn't the council's place to force the two organizations to work together. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.